Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief from connecting to your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, and 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. I'm sharing insights from outside people who think outside of the box, from visionaries and speakers, authors, magicians, astrologers, who are here to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. These amazing people that I've encountered along my travels, sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery, and as an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation, which was founded by cosmologist Nassim Haramy. It has been my pleasure to share all this information and to bring to you today my guest, Chris Fleischer. Chris is a nationally recognized astrologer and an accomplished artist, a teacher, a speaker, a writer, and a radio host. He draws on his deep knowledge of astrology to create some to create individual soul maps as well as healing mandalas. And Chris, the astrology, he uses the insights from astrology as a gift for characteristics of the person, and then he uses a mandala, does these beautiful mandalas for the tangible experience of the soul. And using these time-tested tools, he's been able to guide people towards fulfilling their true purpose and a greater understanding of their self. So he can provide guidance and optimism during these times where it's challenging and we're in such challenging, changing times right now. His desire to share this unique approach led him to launch his weekly radio show, which is called Turning of the Wheel, in September of 2007. And this is a very popular show, features weekly discussions on a broad range of topics, but primarily on astrology and art and spiritual adventure. And he's also the author of Mandalas, Spirit and Art, which is a collection of his beautiful artwork and writings. And, you know, I was checking out some of those beautiful mandalas, Chris, and I have to say I love the puzzles. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here, Colette. It's great to be a guest in your show.
I was just kind of, when I saw your beautiful puzzles, like the mandala puzzles, it made me laugh because we have a tradition in our family that at every Christmas we pull out a puzzle, a jigsaw, and we end up doing it for, you know, 2 or 3 days, and everybody's like, no, you're not allowed to leave until it's done.
And it's a great unifier. It brings everybody together because people all contribute individually.
Yeah, and it's so beautiful to do it in that form. And, you know, everybody could get, I'm going to definitely get one of those for this Christmas.
Sure. Yeah, great idea.
Yeah, so, you know, can you just explain to us, you know, what you're doing and how you're using astrology in this way? It's beautiful.
Well, you know, I mean, I've been an astrologer ever since I was about 20, which was many, many years ago. I met a stranger who happened to, and she asked me what my birth information was. And I said, you know, I actually knew what it was. I knew the time of birth, which was most important. Everybody knows their birthday and where they were born. But I actually knew my birth time, which most of us do have on our birth certificates, or at least you can ask your mother. She was there. And And so she asked me this information, and she was a total stranger. This is somebody who happened to be at the place where I was working at the time. And then about two or three days later, she came back into work after not having spoken to me, with a handwritten report, 4 or 5 pages long, of the most detailed, accurate analysis and characterization of me and my attributes that I'd ever seen. It was almost as if she had been inside my head, because this stuff was very was personal, it was deep, it was right on the money. I mean, she totally nailed me without even knowing who I was. I mean, she had never had a conversation with me, so she knew an awful lot about me. So that piqued my interest with, you know, considerably, because of all the information and the accuracy that was there. I then went on from that point forward and spent the rest of my life actually researching and understanding astrology to the point where I am now a professional astrologer and work with it myself, helping people around the world. And it is phenomenal. I mean, even just last night I was on a radio show. People were calling in with, you know, from all over the country, Tucson and New Jersey and, you know, Philadelphia, places like that, with only their birthday, their birth time, and their birthplace. And within minutes, I was able to give them accurate information about what was going on. And this is the beauty of astrology. It really is not so much that I am connected to the universe and I've got this strange, you know, antenna that goes up. It's just that this is what astrology does. This is the language of astrology. And when you can interpret the way the charts are displayed, then you understand what's going on with the individual and the person. And it's incredibly accurate. It just is amazing.
That's really because, with my work, I do a lot of getting in touch with energetic weaknesses, and astrology will come up quite often, like astrological influences that are happening have a huge effect on people. And, you know, we'll see that at the full moon and the half moon, and like people are more aware of that, you know, of when there's a new moon and a full moon. But there's so many different aspects in our chart. And I was noticing that you highly recommend that if, you know, you're checking out your astrology, not to just check out your birth sign, but also your rising sign. What's that about?
That's very important. One of the reasons astrology has gotten a bad rap over the years is because it's been considered to be too general. When you look in the newspaper or you read your daily astrology that you may get through an email delivery system or something like that, it's always based on the sun sign. And because, you know, we can't say that all Virgos are going to win the lottery this week or all Geminis are going to do this. It's just impossible to make that kind of a prediction. But when you get more information that is more discreet and attributable to the individual, when you get more finite, granular information about the individual, you are able to get much closer to the truth. Now, the rising sign is a point in the astrology chart that is on what's called the ecliptic, or the horizon at the moment of birth. That oftentimes is different than what the sun sign is. When you combine those two together in your daily reading, you will become 80 to 85% accurate with what is going on with astrology. So just knowing that extra piece of information is all that requires. And that is based on the time of birth. For example, I'm an Aries, but my rising sign or my ascendant is Virgo. So I would, if I were to read astrology anywhere, I would always read Aries and I'd always read Virgo. And between the two of those readings together, I would have 80 to 85% accuracy of the theme that was occurring in my life that day. You won't get the specifics. It's not going to say UPS is coming at 12:30, but it will say you may get an unexpected package or something like that. You know, some the details are not there.
I just have to take a quick break here. But
sure.
When we get back, what we'll do is we'll have you fill in some more of this, because it's really cool to hear this combination. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back and find out how astrology can make shift happen.
Insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny, and my guest today is astrologer Chris Fleischer. He is here with us today to share with us the power of understanding astrology and how we can make it more accurate. And, you know, before we continue, though, Chris, I just wanted to be sure that our listeners have your contact information. Would you just share that with us?
Yeah, the best way to get a hold of me is just chris@chrisflischer.com. And my last name is F-L-I-S-H-E-R. If you look up, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, you can find me there. But my email is just chris@chrisflischer.com. And that's perhaps the best way to get a hold of me.
Okay, cool. We all have heard about astrology, and we all, are have an interest in it. You know, people usually know what their sun sign is, etc. But for you, like, you really took this to a different level. And my dad used to say, there's a time when you just have to shift or get off the pot. He'd say,
right.
He was an entrepreneur, and so he. When was that for you that you decided, wow, I'm going to really turn this into, like, this is so powerful. I'm going to. This is what I'm going to do. Like.
Well, I guess I kind of had a revelation, at some point in my life, probably 20 years ago, where I decided to, focus more on this rather than traditional kinds of employment. Now, there's a great risk in that because obviously astrologers are not widely, sought after in this day. But it's what it spoke to me and it's what I know I'm good at. And so I wanted to follow my true passion. I have to say that it is a slow It's a slow climb, but it is it's a very worthwhile climb. And I get great satisfaction from the response I get from people. When I get these random calls, when I get people who I don't know coming to me and placing their trust in me to interpret their chart, and then I get the respect and the response after the fact of their recognition of what's going on, that's very gratifying. So you have to sort of balance that out.
I think that's absolutely beautiful. So many people, you know, do what they think they're supposed to do, what they should do. And, you know, the vast majority of people that I speak with are saying, you know, like, I want to do what my purpose is. I want my career to be connected to my purpose. So it's so cool that you're doing that. And that's why I wanted to ask you, you know, like, what was the path that you took to learn about astrology, to get so knowledgeable about it? And what would you recommend for our listeners if they have an interest in this?
Well, you know, the thing is that for me, it really was a no-brainer in some ways. I mean, after I had an initial reading that was really eye-opening to me, and I had a very, I'm a very curious person, so I started reading about it, and I basically got incredibly hooked by it. I think that's very, very common with people who begin to study astrology, because once you begin to put together the patterns, the degrees, the elements, all of the different characteristics that are part of this gigantic puzzle, it really becomes just that. It really becomes a puzzle of sorts where you've got all these different characteristics and you put them together. And when you come up with this and you have a basic understanding of what's going on, which doesn't take that long to understand, to be honest. I actually teach classes on astrology through webinars, and what we'll do is we'll go through all the basic characteristics, we'll go through all the houses, we'll go through the planets, we'll go through the signs, we'll go through the modes, elements, and everything else. And once you understand all those pieces that become part of the language, it's easy to form the stories that make up the individual lives or the individual's personalities that you see represented in the charts. Those things just actually come off the page and say, here is this person's story. So it really is it was a natural evolution for me. I think even if I look at my own astrology chart, the fact that I'm astrology is actually in that chart. It says, yes, this is a sort of an occupation that you're going to be good at. This is something that you have a natural talent for, so definitely follow it. I can see that in my own chart. So it's very interesting in that regard.
Yeah, that's really cool because it's not like nothing is written in stone. So I just wanted to get your perspective on that also because, you know, I have a sun sign. I'm Sagittarius and I'm a Capricorn rising. And I had my chart done and I totally, it resonated a lot with me. Having said that, you know, there's weaknesses and strengths in every chart. And what I love about it is if you have that information, then you can kind of be more aware of, you know, where your weaknesses may be and where your strengths lie. And that's a huge gift.
Yeah, and especially for you, someone who has a Capricorn rising, you're going through an incredible transformation over the last, 4 to 5 years, and will be more so over the next 5 to 10 years. You know, it's a very long transit because it's represented by Pluto. Pluto is a very slow moving planet. And to have it on your ascendant means that you are really sort of tearing everything down in your life that you once knew and rebuilding it in very dramatically different ways than it used to be.
Well, you hit that nail on the head. Yeah. I've been in, and actually moved 2 provinces over. My oldest daughter just got married. I mean, everything happened at once. You know, I've started the radio show. It was just like, I tell people, you know, oh, this and this and this is happening. And they say, oh, all in the last year. And I'm like, no, in the last 3 months.
Yeah, but that's very common. I think, that's the sort of thing. And what you want to do is, you know, it's easy to go to fear with these situations because you could say, oh, my gosh, the sky is falling. But you really want to go to being positive about how you manifest the changes, because change is like potential. It has momentum. And if the momentum is going forward and upwards, it's going to continue to go forward and upwards. If it's going to go backwards and downwards, then you're going to have the same effect. So you want to be able to guide it in the right direction.
That's the beauty of it, because if you if you are aware of the what's going on around you and you don't take it personal so much, you know, that, oh, you know, what's going on. A lot of people right now are really going through a lot of change. And, you know, is there an aspect in everyone's
yes.
chart, or does this Capricorn energy have that effect on, or this Pluto effect have that effect on everyone?
It does affect everyone. And because everybody has a Capricorn slice of their pizza pie, so to speak. And the chart looks just like a pizza pie. There's 12 slices. There's 12 different houses. Everybody has Capricorn in their lives somewhere. So somewhere in your chart, everyone who's listening, there's a piece of your life that is being rebuilt. whether that's your home, whether that's your relationship, whether it's your career, whether it's your finances, whether it's your education, there's a part of your life that's being rebuilt. But more importantly, what astrology really points to, and this is considered to be global astrology, in other words, what the astrologers refer to as mundane astrology. When you refer to mundane, it doesn't mean that it's boring. It means that it applies to the planet. And when we see this aspect, it is all about the relationship. It is the relationship of Uranus, which is at 9 degrees Aries right now, to the planet of Pluto, which is at 9 degrees Capricorn. Because those are both cardinal signs, they are in a 90-degree angle to each other. And anytime there's a 90-degree angle in the personal chart or the chart of the planet in any way, you're always going to be seeing action and activity of this nature. So we are in the we're in a spot right now very similar as a country, as a world, very similar to where we were in 1929. So you look back to 1929, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? It's the Great Depression. And we're right on the precipice of a very similar time. And what was the theme back then? The theme back then was income inequality and money. It was a major theme that's what caused the market to crash because there was so much income inequality. We have the same type of characteristics lining up now that are in place, very similar to what they were. And this is a repeat of a planet that was here 84 years ago. It's exactly the same alignment because history and astrology is based on a cycle. And the cycle is right back where we started from at that point in 1929. So now that's not to, you know, try to elicit fear or get people worried about it. It's just good to know. I mean, if I had any advice to pass out to anyone, I would say get your debt down. Work on your credit cards. Get those down. Don't put anything else on credit if you don't have to. Try. I mean, obviously, houses and cars are okay. It's okay to refinance them and keep them. And student loans you can't really avoid. But as far as personal credit, try to keep that to because we don't know what's going to be happening coming into the spring. If this bubble does burst that's been building, we have too many parameters that are at risk and too many similarities to a time that has gone by already. So it's wise to be forewarned about this.
That, you know, that's, you know, there's a lot of talk right now about finances and you know, a lot of collective influence around that, you know, people in fear of that. But, for a lot of us, you know, the recycling of energy, we can kind of take the emotion out of that and not panic and just be use this information to be more aware. And, you know, so that, like, as you said, that we could take steps of action that would benefit us so that it wouldn't be, you know, have such a negative effect on our lives. And, you know, we can do that by going to our intuition and gathering that information from ourselves, from the astrology, and then making sure that we're taking steps of action that are going to benefit us. So that's really...
I think it's important that, you know, rather... I mean, the fear factor does absolutely nothing for anybody. What you want to do is... If you had a flat tire on the highway, you would get out and you'd repair the tire and you'd get up and you keep going. That's what we're talking about here. So if you know something's going to be coming down the road or you know that you have a plan in place, rather than respond and in panic, you know, the sky is falling, you're better off trying to find a way to minimize your risk. And minimizing your risk will come from getting rid of your personal debt. The reason personal debt is such a problem is because if the country, you know, the economy does go and default, there's going to be a lot of those loans that are going to be called in. And you want to be free and clear of that. You want to be loose and flexible and agile financially right now so that you can move if you have to be. You want to be as agile and as free as that as you possibly can. Now, some people are in a position where they say, listen, I can't get out of this. I'm in too far. What's happened was people, you know, years ago, for example, my father would never consider putting anything on a credit card in his life. If he didn't have the cash, he would not buy something. And this goes back to a man who was born in 1911, okay? This was just unheard of because he had already...
Chris, can you just hold that thought again?
Sure.
I'm just... No, no need to be sorry, but we just have to go to a break, and I'm really interested in hearing about your dad and what you have to say.
Okay.
You're listening to The Truth is Funny, and we will be... When we return, we're going to find out more from Chris about what he was just speaking of with the economy and also about how you can use this information for your career and your relationships and make shift happen.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan, and I have astrologer Chris Fleischer here today to show us how we can use astrology in our everyday lives to benefit our careers and our relationships. And just before the intermission here, we were talking about your dad, and I want to can you please finish that thought, Chris?
Oh, yeah. Well, he grew up in he was born in 1911, and he was the person that would never put anything on a credit card. If he did not have the money to buy something, he did not use credit cards. And that was very indicative of a whole generation, because people just did not do that. And when the income inequality began to be impacted by people, rather than giving up their ability to buy things, people, instead of turning to cash, turned to credit. When they turned to credit, they were still able to buy things, which kept the economy afloat. But now the price has come to the point has come in time where we have to pay the price for that accrued debt, which has led to this enormous economic debacle that we're now in. It really is a long-term trend. But what's most important is that these things are like a tea kettle on a stove. Eventually, if the stove is turned on, that tea kettle eventually is going to boil, regardless of how long it sits there. It's eventually going to boil if the heat is on. So we're going to see this happen, I think, over the next coming several years. We're going to see it may be a very slow transformation. We may dodge a bullet and may be able to get around it creatively, but we're going through this enormous change with regard to our economy. We cannot physically keep the economy going as we have as a country. Now, I base this on the astrological chart of the United States, which is based on July 4th, 1776, 5:08 p.m. in Philadelphia, PA, which is considered to be the birthday of the United States when the Declaration of Independence was signed by the founding fathers in Philadelphia. So we cast a chart for that time. It gives the United States, the United States is a Cancer nation. Our birthday is in July, so the sun is in Cancer. And it also gives us a rising sign of Sagittarius. And when we look at that, that also puts Capricorn in the first house which is where we see where we see Pluto, and we see the same sort of tearing down of the structure of the United States in what used to be a leading power. We are being brought down to a spot where we have to bring our resources back home, take care of ourselves first, rebuild our resources and our infrastructure to the point where we're stable once again. We've given away too much, interfered too long, and that's where we're going to have to pay the price. So we really have to get back here. I mean, all the things that we're seeing physically, tangibly out there, you know, the destruction of Sandy, Katrina, bridges falling down, schools not doing well. These are all manifestations and examples of our us not keeping our eye on the home front here. Really should have taken better care of what's going on back home. It's kind of like that, you know, when you're on the airplane and the flight attendant says, put the mask on yourself first and then put it on your child afterwards. It's the same thing. We have not taken care of our own backyard. And now we have to get back to taking care of our own backyard. And that's going to be a long, slow, and painful process that we all have to endure. But that's the same. And that's not to be negative. There's great opportunity in that. You know, it is. If we decide to bring all that money back home and put it into ourselves, there's going to be a lot of people working, much the way the WPA worked with during Roosevelt. He got people back to work by building roads and getting people employed because he had income coming in. Once you put money into the middle class, then you have an economy that thrives, and that's where we have to go.
And, so, you know, and that's something that, you know, for the vast majority of people, believing in this, it's really the number one energetic weakness underlying all of humanity is that there is lack, that we're not self-sustaining, that, you know, survival of the fittest, and we have to be in this place where we're competing instead of co-creating with each other. And so this is, you know, this could be one of the more beautiful aspects of this, is that if there's change, that that change would move forward.
Well, you know, that's a significant piece of a lot of what I see in the astrology, and I make note of that whenever I talk about this concept and these social and economic trends that I see, is that, you know, if the roof were not leaking, we would not fix it, right? But the
Absolutely.
Roof in our lives, the roof in our lives is leaking, and so therefore we have no choice but to fix it, because when the rain comes, we're going to get wet. So we have no choice. The roof is leaking. We have to get out there and we have to fix it. And that's a metaphor for where we are in the country right now. Our roof is leaking. We need to fix it.
I like that analogy. And, you know, I'd like to talk a little bit about relationships also. It's kind of funny, you know, with astrology, you can, use it to your advantage for working with people, you know, your significant others, your people that you work with. You can have a better understanding of where they're coming from by having some knowledge of their astrological charts also. And it's just kind of interesting that you brought up Independence Day, because that just happens to be the day that I was officially divorced. And I just... while you were describing what was happening, I'm like, that feels pretty much what happened.
Well, you know, as with Capricorn on the ascendant, as you have your rising sign as Capricorn, you're going to have all of that would be directly reflected by the opposite side of the wheel, which is Cancer. Cancer is the opposite of Capricorn. And that would have been right in the time that you would have had that liberation, because it's exactly the opposite in your house of relationships, which would be your seventh house.
That's really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I could have seen that. I could have, you know, so in other words, as any good astrologer, if they ran your chart based on your birth information and they told you this 10 years ago, looking at, you know, the summer of 2013, and said in July of 2013, you're going to get divorced. They could have told you that 10 years ago if they were a good astrologer and were able to run the charts forward. You may not have believed it at the time, but you would have been able to see it. This is where the predictive power of astrology is phenomenal. It tells you where the action is going to be in your life, what room you're going to be in your life. It's just like the game of Clue. If you ever played the game of Clue when you were a kid, you know, you have somebody is in a room doing something with something. And that is exactly what astrology is all about. The individual chart varies by the person because the specifics of the individual chart are different. Everybody has a different play happening in their lives. We all have mother-in-laws. We have relationships. We've got children. We've got mortgages. We've got cars. We've got bosses. everybody has a similar lifestyle, but they're all different characters in different houses. And it's the uniqueness of the individual that makes that. And when you have that information based on your birth chart, I can tell you exactly where that information is. And I'm guaranteeing you that it's right.
That's really cool. So if someone wanted to get their chart done with you, and
you could give them
that information of, you know, like say they met someone and they thought, oh, my God, I met my soulmate. Because when people say that, generally there's a lot of karma to clear with that person. So
yeah, when they say meet their soulmate, I say get ready for a tough ride, because the soulmate is, you know, contrary to popular belief, people think that, you know, that term is misused often. The soulmate is really only someone that's there to get you to the next stage. If you're on a journey, you're on a path, that soulmate is simply to get you there. And that may not always be an easy way. You may be forced and pushed and prodded and shoved into a spot where you didn't think you were supposed to be, but you are now there. You would not be there if that soulmate had not been there. So in many cases, a soulmate may very well be someone you would deem as an enemy or an ex-husband or an ex-wife or someone like that. But because they came along at your life at a specific point in time, forced you into a situation or made you make a decision based on your situation, you are therefore in the spot you're supposed to be. So they are really seen as forcing functions and very viable and very valuable people to have in your life. And you should welcome them. You may not like it at the time, but when you look back over your life, you'll find that it was actually viable.
I have, that's so true. Sometimes the people that are that bring the most change and challenge into our life are those very people, and it is a gift because we can use that as to propel us forward in our lives, in our careers, in different ways, pushing us towards being the people that we are. That's what happened with me. Is, you know, like I went through this process for 5 years of being separated and trying to get divorced. And then it ended up happening right on Independence Day. And I thought that was really cool and a really good sign. You know, it's kind of one of those things. I just wanted, before we go to break again, I just wanted to get you to share your information with people if they would like to get their charts done so that they can connect with you and do that.
Absolutely. I'm on Facebook. My name is Chris Flischer. It's F-L-I-S-H-E-R. If you have any questions about how to spell it, simply go to the Truth is Funny website. Then there's a link there that gets you back over to my website. But it's www.chrisflischer.com. F-L-I-S-H-E-R is my last name. Or the same place will get you to if you put in turningofthewheel.com. We'll bring you to my website there. There's a link there for personal readings. There's a link. There's a way to get in touch with me. There's contact information. Just try to get, you know, just email me, and I am available for people any point in time. I can show you an amazing amount of information about your own life and your relationships.
That's so cool. Thank you, Chris. This is Colette Steffen. Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you on the show and have you sharing this information. This is The Truth is Funny, and when we come back, we're going to connect on the Higher Self Network, and Chris said he'll hang out and do that with me, so we can just energetically tune into what's happening for, you know, in a more general way for the people listening in, and see if we can get some shift happening there.
Strolling in the park, watching winter turn to spring.
To Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
This is Colette Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have the wonderful astrologer Chris Fleischer here with me today, and we're about to just go to the Higher Self Network here for the shift of the week, which I like to do for people, just gathering all the energy together and just picking up the underlying energetic weaknesses in a general way and just shifting that for people. And I was just talking with Chris during the break and was just we have an eclipse coming up, and I was just it's affecting people in quite a strong way. So I was just wondering if you could just tell us about that, Chris.
Yeah, the eclipse is going to be happening this Sunday on November the 3rd. It's going to be at 11 degrees Scorpio. So if you know your chart well enough, you'll know which house that's going to be taking place in, because everybody has Scorpio in their pizza pie, just as they have Capricorn in their pizza pie, as I mentioned earlier. So there's a Scorpio piece of your chart that has this activity. Now, is that your relationship? Is that your career? Is that your home? Is that your health? Where is that in your chart? That is dictated by where your ascendant is, where your rising sign is, because that shifts the whole chart. That's the kind of detail you'd need to find out. So 11 degrees Scorpio, we're in the midst of Mercury retrograde at the same time. The North Node is there. It's going to be a very powerful eclipse. It's what's called a hybrid eclipse, because it has in the impact of two different types of eclipses happening at the same time. It starts out as one kind and ends up as another. And eclipses typically are powerful events that force us to shift the way we think. They bring us to a different level, introduce us to new people, places, things, and force us to enter into a new area, oftentimes within a month or two of the eclipse, either before or after. So it's worth paying attention and knowing where that is.
Yeah, I wanted you to share that with us, because I'm pretty aware of what's happening around in the astrology, and the eclipses have a lot of powerful energy behind them, and so we just want to get everybody really strong to that. Like, feels intense, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's something that is going to rattle you, so that you could be centered and stable and balanced in your body, mind, and spirit, no matter what. And so you don't have to get shaken up by it. You could be the eye of the storm. On November 3rd, I've been invited to go out to the Summerhill Pyramid Winery. They have an actual pyramid there, and we're going to have another divine, sacred, feminine gathering there and for on that day. And it's always very, very powerful to gather with people and to put your energy into what you want on that day would be my advice for everybody, just getting everybody strong to that you would be able to let go of any dynamics that don't belong to you, that are creating fear in you, and allow yourself to see those challenges as opportunities and possibilities that you can move forward with. And so being able to take consistent steps of action and in the immediate future so that you can move towards where you want to go rather than being in this place of fear of not wanting to go anywhere. A lot of times when people are you know, feeling triggered by what's going on around them, what'll happen, it's kind of like if a car is stuck in the mud and you just keep spinning your tires, what happens is you just get into a bigger rut. So you want to, go into neutral and get, slightly steer the vehicle in a slightly different direction, and you can just push it out then. And you don't have to go back and clean up the ruts and the mud. Just move forward and allow yourself to move forward in a way that would be beneficial for yourself and for others. And from my experience, the quickest way to increase your finances is to benefit others. So that, if you benefit others and you're willing to receive that back, that you would be able to have a benefit for others, a benefit for yourself. It'd be a win for you, a win for the people that you're working with, and also a win for the entire universe, which is, something that is really beautiful to take this energy and propel it forward in that way. Do you have any last words of advice for people out there regarding this eclipse, Chris?
Well, I think what you want to do, I think you sort of summarized it pretty well. You want to take any opportunity to do something in a positive step. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, potential exists, and you want to be able to capture potential and move it in a positive direction. That's the one thing I would say, is always remain positive and try to do things for your greater good. And I think that you will come out okay. It really is about support and charity to others. I think you're right about that.
Yeah, well, from my experience, when people benefit others, then that benefit, if they don't feel that they're getting that benefit return, we want to just get everybody strong. You've got to remember that it's important to give. It's also important to receive. And some people have a weakness for receiving, and they'll give and give and give and give. And then they end up in a place where they have, it's kind of like you're giving an empty gift. So we just want to make sure that, everything's reciprocal, so that if you're going to put that energy out there and benefit others, that you would also be willing to receive that benefit back to you. And, eclipses are a wonderful time to sort of sit down and, take the time for yourself, go to your center, let your feelings and your thoughts and your emotions separate and integrate really quickly here, so that you're not going to go back to old reactions and recycle old energy, but sit in this place where you can find any answer by the connection of your intuition to your perception. So just getting everybody really strong to, if it feels the same or it doesn't feel the same, or there's change happening or no change, if it feels different, if it doesn't feel different, all of those can be triggers for people about moving forward. And we want to be invincible, that it's inevitable that we'll get to our goals, and that every challenge that we see is challenges are just possibilities, dressed up, or opportunities dressed up as challenges. So we just want to strengthen everybody to that, letting go of any dynamics of fear around this, and allow everybody to move forward. Thank you so much, Chris. It was a pleasure to have you on The Truth Is Funny. Thank you so much for your insight. And this is, if people want to get in touch with me, you can go to www.thetruthisfunny.com. You can also go to www.crystallinevision.com. This is a great time to connect with me if you are wanting a private session, an upgrade over the phone, because I'm sitting still for a bit here. you know, I've just moved, like, as Chris said, you know, he was right on. I just moved into my new home, moved two provinces over, and I'm just settling in. And I'm actually in the process where I'm writing my book. It's just flowing out of me. It's like, you know, I could be, it's a really comfortable place for me to be right now. I'm also, if you're interested in any private sessions, you can go to crystallinevision.com and all the information is there. And also, I will be interviewed by Shefali Burns on November 11th. And right now, you can't go to my calendar on Crystalline Vision and find any of the information because it just crashed. So we're in the process of fixing that right now. Everything just got erased off my calendar, which I found was very interesting. And I also wanted just to let people know about my upcoming teleseminars that will be on www.thetruthisfunny.com for Christmas. And so bye for now. It was a pleasure having you on the show, Chris. Thank you to all the listeners. And we will be back again on Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, 11 o'clock Eastern time next week for The Truth is Funny. In the meantime, remember, shift happens.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website,
TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.